You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As climate change is becoming ever more of a concern around the planet, advocacy groups are getting into action. Here in New Zealand, a proposal has been released which aims to eliminate carbon emissions in New Zealand by 2050. Generation Zero has unveiled their Zero Carbon Act, which outlines certain milestones and pathways which the government should undertake to achieve this target. I spoke with Generation Zero spokesperson Lisa McLaren about what the Zero Carbon Act entails and what specific actions they propose.
So our proposed act is trying to get a law passed that means that the government will have to set a pollution reduction target to get to net zero by 2050. And it also proposes that there be a climate commission established to help the government set interim targets, so it's not just a rush at the end of that process to try and reduce. It's going to be a gradual shift. And it also means that the government will have to have a plan of how they're going to get to those emissions reduction targets using advice from their own policy experts and industry experts.
Why exactly is a proposal like this needed? Do you not see the current government doing enough in terms of climate change?
So we've seen a lack of ambition in climate change policy for the last 30 years. So it's all previous governments haven't done enough around climate change. And so we think we need to draw a line in the sand and put something in place to get some more ambitious policy. So we see this proposed act as a high-level framework that will bring some cohesion to climate policy in New Zealand and put us on track for that net zero carbon emissions target that we really need. We're seeing internationally that most countries are actually working towards this goal. We know the science is that we need to get to zero carbon emissions by sort of mid-century, and New Zealand has signed on to the Paris Agreement, and as a developed nation we've said that we're going to try and do this as soon as possible to limit temperature rise to well under 2 degrees.
How does Generation Zero plan on implementing this act?
Right now we've just gone out publicly with this act on our website, which is zerocarbonact.nz, and we're trying to engage with anyone that wants to around what we're proposing, and there's lots of places on the website where you can give feedback. We're going out and talking to lots of different policy experts and have been throughout this whole process. So now we're just really asking for all parties in Parliament to get behind this act. We really need cross-party support. Something similar was done in the UK. They passed the Climate Change Act back in 2008, and that was done with cross-party support, and it just showed us how necessary that was. So we're trying to get out and get people to talk to all their MPs and say, yes, this is something that we get behind. This is the solution that New Zealand needs for climate change, and that all parties should be supporting this.
Have we seen any indication from parties of support? It might be a little bit too early to say, but has there been any interest in this act?
We've had a lot of interest in the act from multiple different parties. It's definitely too early to say that X party is backing this, but right now we're having some really great conversations with different politicians from across the political sphere, so it's really encouraging. And so we just need people to go out and talk to their politicians in their local area and say it's something that's important to them.
Seeming as this is an election year, do you feel like climate change policy is going to be an important part of the campaigning process?
I'm not sure how much climate change will play a part in the election. In my bubble day to day, it's a huge part because it's something that I'm really passionate about and work on a lot. But in terms of the mainstream narrative around climate change and the election, I'm not sure how big a part it will play. But hopefully if we get a lot of interest with this act and have all the parties talking about it in a positive way, then I think that will be a good thing going into the election.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
That was Generation Zero spokesperson Lisa McLaren discussing the Zero Carbon Act.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.